It is the final day of March. April is coming up, and we have a full docket at Walton Arts Center. Here to help explain what all is happening is Jody Beznoska, Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center.
Hello.
You ready for April?
I am ready for April.
Okay.
Tomorrow's April Fool's, so.
Yes. Are you a prankster?
No, I'm not.
Nor am I.
But I kind of wish I was, because it would definitely be entertaining. But we don't have any pranksters in the office either. I might have to fix that. Okay.
Well. You have been warned.
Yes. All the staff have been warned. But yes, we are we're in the midst of 100 years of Broadway at Walton Arts Center. That opened on Tuesday, mm-hmm. and it plays through Sunday. And as I expected, people are really enjoying this. It's taking them by surprise a little bit. They're not 100% certain what to expect, but we're hearing lots of happy people as they're walking out. Apparently, the five singers have terrific voices, and they're doing a mix of classics and favorites. They're singing some songs from next year's lineup of Broadway, and we had local singers with them on Tuesday night, which was great. But this has been fun, and I think lots of people are being pleasantly surprised by it. So it runs through Sunday. This is Neil Berg's 100 Years of Broadway. It's a Broadway review show, basically. There's a show tonight at 7 p.m., a show Friday at 8 p.m., two shows on Saturday, and two shows on Sunday.
So matinees on Saturday and Sunday.
Correct.
Evening. Okay.
Yeah. So lots of chances to see it. And I really recommend it. The tickets are pretty affordable. And it's going to surprise you. It's going to be a fun, if you like Broadway, you're going to appreciate it. So. And then on Tuesday at 7:30 p.m., we have a special event with the Washington Regional Foundation. It's their yearly gala that they hold at Walton Arts Center every year. And they will feature the band Little Big Town. That's at 7:30 on Tuesday. Little Big Town was on Conan the other night, mm-hmm. which was exciting. And then Thursday, that's the 7th of April at 7 p.m., we will have Compañía Nacional de Danza 2, which is the Spanish dance company, and they are part of our 10x10 art series. So we'll have a pre-show conversation at 6 o'clock, followed by the show at 7, followed by a post-show conversation immediately after the show.
Most tickets are $10.
Most tickets are $10, and they're selling pretty well. So we're looking forward to another full house. 10x10 has been incredibly successful this year, especially for dance. And so it's been really exciting to see full houses for dance programming, because it's a little tough to come by these days. But it's been fantastic. So that's 7 p.m. on Thursday, the 7th. Then on Saturday the 9th, we have the Canadian Tenors. That's a 2 p.m. show. And as we mentioned last week, that's also our volunteer appreciation concert. And the Canadian Tenors are a really hot group. And you know, we've had some great vocalists at Walton Arts Center this year. Mm-hmm. And I think these guys will just continue that tradition.
And that's a Saturday afternoon performance.
Saturday afternoon show, 2 p.m. And then the next day, Sunday the 10th, we have the double billing of the John Pizzarelli Group and the Kurt Elling Group.
10x10?
10x10, $10 for these two amazing jazz musicians. Again, that's at 7 p.m. So there'll be a 6 p.m. creative conversation and a post-show party. And then that will be it for the 10x10 series for the 10-11 season, but we will, of course, bring it back next year. So then on Monday, we have a cooking event in Walton Arts Center Star Theater. This is called Chopped in the Ozarks, where we'll feature four chefs from around the region. They will be given a basket of unusual ingredients and be told to make something with that.
That's Monday the 11th.
Monday the 11th, 6:30 p.m. in Star Theater. Tuesday the 12th, David Sedaris at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. Fabulous comedian and writer who you've heard on This American Life and on NPR all the time. This will be his third time back in probably 4 years. But he has a new book out, Squirrel Seeks Chipmunk, mm-hmm. and he will be signing books and meeting and greeting people after the show. He always stays and signs everybody's book. It's really, really great. That's Tuesday the 12th at 7 p.m. And then I just wanted to get a couple more events on people's calendars. I know it's hard to think 2 weeks out, but on the 15th of April, we have two shows that night. We have a concert with Augusta Reed Thomas, who is a visiting professor at the University of Arkansas. She has written a piece that has been commissioned for the university, and it will be performed by the music groups there. There'll be choral groups there. There'll be students from local schools involved. It's going to be a very big night of classical and symphonic music. So that's going to be great. And Theater Squared opens its final show of the season on the 15th. The show's at 7:30, and this one is called Reasons to Be Pretty, which is a hot new show that just came off of out of New York, which I think is going to be super. And then one last one that I think may have gotten a little buried this year in all of our programming, but it's going to be really artistically great. On the 17th of April at 7 p.m., we have a concert called American Legacies, and it's the Del McCoury Band.
Oh, yes.
With the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, which is just awesome. Just such a great blend of different types of music. And I got to hear a sampling of this at a conference about a year and a half ago in New York, and it was so much fun. It was the combination of the Del McCoury twanginess mm-hmm. with this wonderful brass New Orleans sound of the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, and man, it was great. And this is going to be a really, really good show. And so that is on the 17th of...
That's a Sunday.
I believe that is a Sunday, yes.
Because Monday the 18th is tax day this
that's
year.
That's right.
Yes.
So... celebrate that you've done your taxes and go see Del McCoury.
Or procrastinate
just a little bit more. happy to help you with both of those.
That's right.
So mark your calendars for that one because that's just going to be fantastic.
WaltonArtCenter.org.
Or 443-5600 for tickets.
Thanks, Jody.
Thank you.